Point five. The referendum, when held, will be monitored by a committee headed by the Chief Justice, a member appointed by the President, nominated by the Government of Sri Lanka, and a member appointed by the President, nominated by the representatives of the Tamil-speaking people of the Eastern Province. And so it's basically talking more about the independent unit of administration, and that there could be a Chief Justice in it for the Eastern Province. 2.6. A simple majority will be sufficient to determine the result of the referendum. And so, a referendum is, as told before, a voting system. So, it's saying that a lot of people will be needed to determine the result, not just a few people. And 2.7 states that meetings and other forms of propaganda permissible within the laws of the country will be allowed before the referendum. And so it's basically what it says. 2.8. Elections to provincial councils will be held within the next 3 months in any event before the 31st of December 1987. Indian observers will be invited for elections to the Provincial Council of the North and East. And this talks about the elections that the North and East could have for their separate administrative units. And it's talking about when it will be. 2.9. Wow, that's a big one. Okay. The emergency will be lifted in the eastern and northern provinces by the 15th of August 1987. A cessation of hostilities will come into effect all over the island within 48 hours of signing of this agreement. All arms presently held by militant groups will be surrendered in accordance with an agreed procedure to authorities to be designated by the government of Sri Lanka. Consequent to the cessation of hostilities and the surrender of arms by militant groups, the army and other security personnel will be confined to barracks and camps as on 25th May 1987. The process of surrendering arms and the confining security personnel moving back to barracks shall be completed within 72 hours of the cessation of hostilities coming into effect. And so, it's talking about the militant groups, most probably talking about the LTT. And it says that they have to surrender after 74 hours of the signing, and that everybody who are hostiles will have to be returned back to their homes. And that is all for part two of the Indo-Sri Lankan Peace Accord.